Where's the court, please? My lord, so may I continue?
Yes, you may. You may.
Sir, before the break, we were busy with, let's say, the personal circumstances.
Just speak a little bit louder, Mr. Engelberg.
Before the break, we were busy with the personal circumstances of applicant number 6. Applicant number 6 also testified before this honorable court that is in a position to pay an amount of 62,000 Namibian dollars as an amount for bail.
Yes, it is his proposal.
Furthermore, he also testified that because he's unemployed, that amount, the money of bail would be, he would be assisted by his family and his friends.
Yes, that could be.
He also testified that he's willing to be subjected to any bail conditions, more particularly in order to report to Ochomuse Police Station.
This was his testimony.
So, what? Would you have a problem if bail conditions be attached when it comes to applicant number 5, applicant number 6, as far as reporting and further bail conditions of which the score deemed fit?
I do have a problem. That's why I'm opposing bail.
And what is that problem, sir? What is your fear?
It's just the grounds that they have already given in my testimony in chief.
And do you also agree with me that the grounds of which you put forth can also be curbed by bail conditions, not to interfere, not to abscond?
I know, but I'm not considering bail conditions.
Sir, did you verify the residential address of applicant number 6?
Yes, I did verify.
So you can confirm that it's indeed 6411 Commerstal?
That's correct. We have the deed of sale.
Okay. And you have already testified to the fact that you make himself during July and September to the office of the ACC. Is that so?
That is what we have said.
And you also agree with me that there was ample time for him to disappear if there was any reason for him to do so.
There was time.
But he has not done so.
Because he don't know what he was facing.
While you and your colleagues interview him pertaining to the matter before court, if there was any reason for him, he could have done so, sir. Is that so?
I cannot say that.
But you agree with me that during the interviews you asked certain questions, and if there was any reason for him to fear this particular matter, he could have run, disappear.
That time that person was not arrested, and he did not see the difficulties of facing this trial.
Are you sure, sir? Are you sure?
By that time, all the evidence was not put to him.
Okay. But at the time during the interviews, you asked him certain questions, sir.
He was asked. I did not interview him.
Okay. And you also agree that applicant number 6 make himself available to the office of the ACC in order to be arrested few days before Christmas.
Yes, I'm aware of that.
Is that not a token that indeed that you have not fear? He called the office of the ACC through his lawyer and make himself available.
I don't know what was in his mind.
Beg your pardon?
I don't know what was in his mind.
Have you at any particular point in time interview applicant number 6?
Applicant number 6. Yes. I did not interview him.
Thank you. And the same would apply that all witness statements have already been obtained related to applicant number 6 as well.
I cannot conclude that to say that all the witnesses were obtained.
But as it currently?
Currently, which witness statements have been obtained, yes.
From your knowledge, from June 2020 up to date, had applicant number 6 interfere with police investigations?
Not to what I'm aware of.
According, as far as your knowledge is concerned, from July up to date, applicant number 6 interfere with any state witnesses?
Not.
And you also know that you have already received the contents disclosure of this particular matter during May 2021.
That's correct.
So, let's take the scenario. If any person is failing to appear in court, is there certain remedies that the police or ACC have to the disposal in order to trace?
There are such, but then that is what we are opposing not to be done, because we don't want to go those roads.
But there is indeed a remedy, remedies that you can find.
There are remedies, but that can cause the delay in this trial.
Okay. In this particular instance, applicant number 6, he was out of town on the 14th of December. He was in the north. That is his testimony. Came all the way from the north to Windhoek in order to be arrested, sir.
If he is saying so, yes.
Beg your pardon?
If he is saying so, I'm not aware where he was.
Okay. But you can also not dispute that.
You cannot dispute that. What I know is that on that particular day, he was not at work.
Have you... How do you say he was not at home?
He was not at work.
At work.
That's correct.
He also testified under oath that during that time he was not at work because of the regulations that was in place at the time, COVID regulations, so he was not at work, sir. They was working at certain point and then they were off. That is the reason that he was not at the office, sir. That is his testimony.
Yeah, that is his testimony.
Have you tried to call him in order to avail himself, sir?
The mandate of arresting him or executing the arrest was given to, by that time, Chief Inspector, Chief Investigating Officer, Mr. Kurst, who was in Ochuarongo. As I indicated, at that time I was on leave. So I cannot confirm whether he was called or he was not called.
Why in Ochuarongo? While he's residing in Windhoek, applicant number 6.
I'm sorry, I was referring to applicant number 5. Sorry, my lord.
What about applicant number 6, sir?
Applicant number 6, as I said, the warrant of arrest was issued at the same time. By that time, I was not around.
Okay. Sir, I would not, let me ask you, we have yesterday extensively by applicant numbers 4, lawyer have asked you questions about low-key investment. Is that so?
That is correct.
So the answers that you provide yesterday would the same apply to applicant number 5 and applicant number 6?
If it's with regarding to payments, yes.
The same would apply when it comes to the questions yesterday as far as Skeleton Coast and Deep Ocean, would the same answers be applicable or apply to applicant number 5 and 6?
Yes, correct, yes.
So I want, yesterday when you testify, you were very much at pains sometimes to explain when it comes to payments, because you are still under the belief that third-party payments was a big issue for you. Is that so?
How big issue?
We have problems with third-party payments.
Yes, correct, yes.
With respect, sir, do you understand what is third-party payments?
What I understand third-party payments in this regard is payments that were made to companies that were not or who did not enter into an agreement with Fishcoal or with its subsidiaries.
Okay. No. Was there any agreements, according to your knowledge, applicant number 5 and applicant number 6 with Deep Ocean, according to the emails of yesterday? Low-key investment. They start off with low-key investment.
Yes, I believe there are agreements.
Okay. Now, sir, let me demonstrate, and I would be simple with my demonstration.
Mr. Engelbrecht, I just don't want you to... You're asking whether, from the questions of yesterday, there are agreements between low-key investment and the fifth and sixth applicant.
Yes, ma'am. Let me clarify.
No, is that what you asked?
Yes.
No, but you can't. There is no such testimony. The testimony is that the agreements were between Jaco and Wanakadu, and not the fifth and sixth respondents.
Indeed, so, my lord. So, you also yesterday, well, questions have been asked by counsel for number 4. We already established that the only issue as far as payments is concerned was the correction that tax invoices, it must be put as the tax invoices and not only tax invoices. Is that so?
Can you repeat again?
I will provide you with one document, sir, just in order for us. That is Z21, Rome, let's see, 43. Rome, number 43. You got a document in front of you, sir?
Yes, correct.
What is the picture on that document?
The picture.
The picture.
Oh, what depicted? It's an email that says, can you put tax invoice, please? The other two is already in process. I know you fly tomorrow, see if you can modificate before you fly.
Was there any problems about the description?
There was no any problem.
The unit price?
It's not indicated that it was a problem.
And the total?
That's correct.
The second issue, I want to deal with you, and Mr. I make reference.
I'm honestly, I'm at a loss as to what it is that you are asking.
The next topic.
No, no.
Okay.
Let me just explain. You were questioning this witness about an agreement, and then suddenly you just jumped and provided a tax invoice. What is the context?
Okay. Let me ask you like this, sir. What is the document in front of you first?
The document is an email.
Between who and who?
Between Jose Ramon Canosa and Wanyamba Investment Trust.
And what is in relation to which invoice? The invoice had been sent by whom? Or provided by whom? Is it Fine Seafood?
Let's talk about the last invoices of beneficiation fees 2018-2019.
For?
This could be for Wanyamba Investment Trust. Does it say invoices?
Okay. Now my question is that, was there any problem or complaint by the person that paid that particular invoice?
I did not pick up such a complaint.
What was the only request from them?
He was requesting the invoices to be indicated as tax invoices.
And that was the only complaint?
That's correct.
You also testify, more particularly in your evidence in chief, about the amount of 9 million plus VAT to a Fine Seafood Investment Trust. Can you recall that evidence, sir, of your testimony?
I can recall the testimony.
Okay. I will provide you now with a document, sir. It's already exhibit before this court. That would be D2. No, beg your pardon. My lord, Z28 in the file 208. You got it, sir?
That's correct. I got it.
And this document is coming from whom to whom?
It came from Mike Nipunya to Egir Al Naso.
And what was the date?
16 July 2019.
According to your investigations, was there any reply on that particular letter, sir? A response?
I never saw a response to this letter.
Okay. If you follow up that information, sir, in order to come and testify that indeed that you are certain that there was no reply, there was no response.
During investigation, we visit Fish Corps. We get the documentation related to what we're investigating, and we did not come across any response to this letter.
A reply. Was any governmental objective of fish quota being issued on that particular letter by Fisco?
By Fisco, I know Fisco was giving some quotas to the Samiri group, of which Egil Anderson is also a manager.
Okay, sir. Let's confine us to the letter in front of you. On that particular letter, you already confirmed there was no reply, there was no response. My question is simple. Was any fish quota being awarded?
I believe so.
Okay. So now you believe?
Yes, okay. I believe so.
Except you believe, is there any documentation to that effect?
Although there are no documentations, since the way there were payments made with regard to this letter, I believe they were given quotas.
Okay, sir. The court have on many occasions said that it's not the time now in your beliefs We are here to deal with the facts.
But if I say I believe so, I can say so.
No, but you don't have the facts in order to support your belief.
What I'm saying is that there were payment made based on this letter.
And what is that?
And payment cannot just be made just as a payment. And it was indicated in this letter that it should be paid under government objectives.
That is exactly my point, sir. Now, my question is that, and it is simple, sir. Was any governmental objection, any fees quota being issued pertaining to that letter, yes or no?
There was quotas given. Okay. I can say so.
Do you have any proof for that, sir?
There are agreements that we entered into.
No, sir, that agreements have nothing to do with that letter in front of you.
But the payments that were made, the agreements entered into, they were based on government objective quotas.
Okay. Now, let's make it simple for you. Can you please read the letter into the record, sir?
Okay, the letter is under the heading support for the supply of fish feed for aquaculture. The above subject matter bears reference. As part of our continued support towards aquaculture development and promotion in the country, I would like to authorize your company to support the procurement of fish feed for aquaculture projects in the different regions. These farms, as well as will be communicated, are pivotal for food security, income generation, and capacity building within the different communities. The total support needed is approximately 9 million and will be done through the relevant entities in the supply and trade of fish feed business. This initiative will be supported through tonnages of quota within the governmental objectives. I would like to thank you for your continued support. Please accept my highest consideration in this regard.
Okay.
Well, sincerely, Mike Mpunyi, Group and, Chief Executive Officer.
And we have now established that they have not replied. They have not said yes. They have not said no. They have not said whether or not their interest is that so. They have not given any feedback.
Yes, but the payments were done.
By whom?
By the Sameri Group.
Okay, and why have they paid, according to you?
They paid based on the invoices that were given to them, that were submitted to SAGA. And those invoices, they were indicating that it is for the supply of such fish feed.
Okay. Now, that letter basically say that if you are interested, we will provide you under through the relevant entities in supply, then they said they will provide quota in relation governmental objectives pertaining to this letter. Is that so?
They never say if they are interested. He said he authorized them.
Okay, so now read. The paragraph starts with the total support needed.
The total support needed is approximately 9 million. And will be done through the relevant entities in the supply and trade of fish feed. This initiative will be supported through tonnage of quota within the governmental objectives.
Okay.
I don't see where they say if you are interested.
But they have not. There was no response. They have not replied, and Fish Corps have not awarded them with a quota, fish quota relating to that letter. Is that so?
I said we have received quotas.
Do you have any
that is my conclusion.
Do you have any documentation in order to support that allegation, sir?
We have payments that were made, that were effected.
Payments?
Yes.
From whom?
From Saga Seafood.
To whom?
To Fine Seafood Investment.
And then
trust.
You conclude without any reply, without any response, without a fish quota being issued, that is the payment.
That's correct.
But you don't have any supporting documents to that effect.
Supporting documents is the invoices that they provided to us indicating that the payment was done for such purpose.
That's because you think so. You don't have any supporting documents, sir.
That is the only support document.
But it's not a doc, it's not a, it's just a letter, sir.
There were supporting documents, invoices that I'm referring to.
So, what you want us to believe, there was a letter, and subsequent to that, 3 months down the line, Exhibit Z28-1, there was an invoice, Fine Seafood Investment Trust, and payments have been done by SAKA to investment, to Fine Seafood Investment Trust. Is that so?
That's correct.
And you want us to believe that it's because of that letter?
The letter was provided to us with a statement under oath, and those invoices were attached. The statement is saying that those invoices, it was submitted with that letter.
Okay. Now, that payment was coming from SAKA Seafood Pty Limited. Is that so?
That's correct.
So that money belongs to Seafood, SAKA Seafood Pty Limited. Is that so?
Which is a Samiri Group company.
Have they made any criminal charge against Fine Seafood Investment Trust or the trustee?
They did not.
Why not? If you follow it up with them?
They were part of the syndicate, so they could not make a case against each other.
So now you, yet again, you make allegations and that you have no supporting documents to that effect, sir. You cannot support that, allegation.
What support documents?
You cannot support your allegations, sir. That's what you think.
Which allegation, Your Lordship? I do not clearly get the question. Which allegation is not supported by documents? The syndicate.
Let him answer himself.
As it pleases the court.
Mr.
I said these are companies.
There's an objection and a clarification question.
Let me explain. We start off with a letter.
Just for it.
Set 28. Now you want us to believe that whatever payments follow was based on that letter.
Payment on the two invoices that I just referred to.
And we've also then established that there was no reply of interest from SAKA Seafood, and Fisco had not issued them with any quota to that effect. Is that so?
I'm not to say that they did not receive quotas. They might have received quotas. That's why they make a payment.
You said might.
Because it was indicated that this payment will be paid under government objective quotas. So they were given quotas.
So throughout the up to date, sir, if you establish that, whether or not quota, fees quota, have been issued or given to SAKA Seafood on that letter.
Although not on this letter, I know Fish Call entered into agreements with SAKA Seafood under government objectives.
Because Mr. Otniel have testified and give explanation before this court, it was a private engagement between him and SAKA Seafood for payments that he received, and unfortunately, that company had not come back to him, sir, and that it's willing, if they sue them, to refund them, sir. That is his testimony.
That is his testimony.
Okay.
And I'm not agreeing with his testimony.
But he has not been challenged under cross-examination, sir?
I was not here when he was testifying.
Let's move on. Then there was a document, Z24-199 in the disclosure. And much has been said about this particular document. It's relating the opening of our account.
What page is it?
199, sir.
Yes.
You got it?
Yeah, I got it.
You agree with me that this account or the account name Fine Seafood Investment Trust?
That's correct.
And at the time, can you perhaps inform us who opened this account?
Clients, the account was opened by Othniel Nandetonga.
And then he got a little bit further than that. Occupation, he said, self-employed.
That's correct.
Was it wrong?
I don't know whether he was self-employed by that time.
He was self-employed when it comes to Fine Seafood Investment Trust.
Yes, I will believe so.
Let's move on.
Sorry? Can you repeat the statement to the...
He said he believes so.
No. The question that you put.
At the time when they opened this account in the name of Fine Seafood Investment Trust, was he self-employed? That was my first question in relation to Fine Seafood Investment Trust.
Where do you get that? That the question is in relation to... The question is, are you employed?
No, but
so how do you qualify that the question relates to his employment in relation to Fine Seafood?
Because the account has been opened.
No. You go to a bank, you apply to open, you ask your employment status, not with respect to a specific entity.
My Lord, with respect, let me, the document in front of us. Mister, if I go to the bank...
You know what you are telling me? When I keep on saying, when you say with respect, it's just trying to tell me that I'm talking nonsense. And I'm not talking nonsense. I'm just telling you that when you go to apply for an account, you are asked your employment status, not in relation to something specific, but it's in relation to your employment status. Now I'm asking you, where in this document is it indicated that I'm asking your employment status with respect to Saga Seafood?
My Lordship,
I'm sorry if the tone.
No. I accept that, my Lord.
Yeah, I'm sorry if the tone is.
Yeah. When it comes to.
But I'm normal.
No. I take note of that, my Lord.
Yes.
And there's no hard feelings as far as that issue is also concerned. When it comes, let's go to employment details on Z24.
Is it the same document?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Now, this question, employment details, was it in relation to this particular document or to any other document, sir?
I don't get your question.
When they asked on this document, employment details for the account of Fine Seafood Investment Trust, what was your understanding?
I don't know what was being discussed between the applicant and the official who assisted him in the bank. So I cannot explain it, what is meant by here.
Okay. So you also testify more particular when it comes to a CC by the name of Vanakaru Investment CC, more particular and related to the dry fish. Is that so?
That's correct.
Were you involved in this particular investigation, sir? Or was it done by Mr. Olafir?
It was dealt with by Mr. Olafir and Mr. What I believe.
So you only receive documentation and then you file it in your file. Is that so?
I read through the documentations, I put in the file, I give further instructions if there was where it was necessary.
First, let's go to page 298. You got it?
Yes, I got it.
So what is the document in front of you?
The document is a pro forma invoice.
What is the name of the company that appears there on the document? Is the picture? The government, the disclosure from Fiscor file, page 298. It's also marked F21 on the right-hand corner. I also believe that I'm not sure. It must be exhibit before the court already.
File stops at 279 and then it goes to 387. It's exhibit what? Is it marked as an exhibit?
Z40? Your Lordship, there are two pages, 298. There's 298 and then 298A.
What is the exhibit number?
Unfortunately, on this document, I do not have anything written on it as an exhibit number. But at the top, it's written F21. It's before the bank statement of Flamingo and Flight Catering, which is Z40.
It's before the Z40?
Yes, Your Lordship.
Okay, yeah. 298 is the Flamingo commodity supply.
Mm. Indeed, my Lord. Okay. So is it also the same document that you have?
I think it appears then that document was not given an exhibit number.
Most likely, Your Lordship. Yeah. I don't have
from my documents, it says it wasn't given an exhibit number.
Well, also, while on that particular score, would it then be convenient for us now to mark this as exhibit?
That will be FF.
As the court places. So what is the name of the close corporation?
Flamingo Commodity Supplies CC.
And there's also a date 12 June 2020, is that so?
That's correct.
And there's also a code number?
That's correct.
And what is the code number?
Code number is indicated as June/2016-08.
Okay. You also testifying evidence in chief that Vanakaro Investment CC issue an invoice for Fiscor for payments, is that so?
I testify about the delivery note, not the invoice.
So you have not seen Z39, the invoice dated 8 July, you have not seen that document?
If it is the one that was attached to the letter to Fiscor, yes, I saw the document.
So you only testify as far as the delivery note is concerned, is that so?
No, there was also an invoice that they say it was attached to the letter, I can recall now.
Okay. But you testify that indeed there was a delivery note, is that so?
That's correct.
Who signed off that delivery note?
It was Miss Carolina Brenda.
Have you, at any particular point in time, up to date, interview her?
She was interviewed and statements were taken from her.
And
my colleagues.
While Mr. Mapopi testified, He said that indeed he sent this particular, let's say, a letter of interest first, as well as the accompanying documents, and that he have received payment after the delivery note has been signed off. Is that so?
That was his testimony. He was not here when he was testifying.
Well, you also on the issue of the person that signed off, said Caroline Randall.
If I can remember the name correct, yes.
And you also testify that she make a phone call to the CEO at the time in order to verify whether or not such products have been received.
I can only recall testifying that she says she was instructed to sign off the delivery note.
And why did she just sign if, according to, who gave instructions to sign off the document?
She says she was instructed by Mr. Mike Mpunu.
During the course of your investigation, have you obtained any statements more pertaining when it comes to drought relief assistance from FISCOR? What is the process that should be followed? Which office is responsible for that?
The dry fish program is a government objective. And we do have statements that saying that the only office that was dealing with government objectives is the office of Mr. Mike Mpunu.
Okay. Have you obtained any statement from any person from the office of the CEO at the time dealing with this kind of documentation, draft relief program, sir?
We were taught he was the only one who was employed at FISCOR level.
Have you engaged his personal assistant at the time by the name of Selma?
I cannot confirm whether she was engaged.
So you don't know?
I did not carry out the investigation and read the list. It was my colleague who were doing it.
If you ask applicant number 4 whether or not, as far as his knowledge is concerned, that he received the products as order or payments that have been effected, sir?
I did not ask him.
If you ask any questions to Mr. Applicant number 4 pertaining to this particular product, sir?
I did not ask him. As I say, I was not dealing with him.
Okay. Then you testify also in your evidence in chief. Let's stick to exhibit FF. That later on, during the course of your investigation, it comes to light that this particular Flamingo community supply CC is no longer in operation, or according to Biba.
It was never in operation since it was not existing.
Okay. Yes.
What any other investigation have you done in order to establish whether or not this company exists?
It's only through BIPA where we can get the existence. It's where all the companies are being registered. Okay. I don't know any other avenues.
You see, what is of interest for me? There's also a PO Box 1036, Windhoek, Namibia.
Yes.
Did you follow up that information with NAMPOS?
No, I did not.
Why not?
I was not interested in the PO Box.
Have you observed the PO Box at the time, sir?
What do you mean, observe?
You said that you were not interested. Have you seen this document before, sir?
This one?
Yes.
I saw it only when it was submitted with the statement of Mr. Mapopi to Mr. Olifield.
Now, my question is that, had you or ACC members follow up their PO Box
in order to establish... Not follow it up.
My question then is, why not?
I cannot give a reason as to why it was not followed.
So therefore, you don't know whether or not that PO Box exists, or the owner of that particular PO Box can perhaps assess whether or not they know such a company at the time.
But the company is not existing. Otherwise, it could be registered with people.
Let's go to exhibit V.
V for Veronica.
Yes.
And that is on page.
Unfortunately, in my document there's no number. It is just marked in the right hand corner F13. Or we can then even go to exhibit V1, page 295.
The F14 that you're referring, is it a letter?
No, it's a bank statement, sir. But the same information is also on exhibit V1, page 295. You got that one?
Yes, I do have that one.
What is of interest for me on this particular statement is that on the right-hand corner, it says sole member, Vanokaro Investment CC. Is that so?
That's correct.
Do you agree with me that it said sole member, that is the only member in that particular CC of the of a person that the interest, is that so?
That's it, how I understand it also.
The reason why I ask you that question is that in the Deloitte report, there's also allegations that applicant number 4 have undisclosed in interest in this particular CC. Can that be right?
Based on the findings of Deloitte here, for those agreements that were entered into?
No, sir, that's not my question. This gentleman is the sole member of Vanokaro Investment CC.
That is the information provided when he opened an account.
Have you checked the founding statement when it comes to Vanokaro Investment CC, sir?
Yes, I did.
And who's the only member?
Mr. Mwapopi.
So therefore, on documentation, we can conclude that he's the only sole member, sir. Is that so?
That's correct.
Mr. Andogra, what does it mean when a person says it's an undisclosed?
They make the allegation that somebody else...
It's a hidden...
Indeed.
So he won't be registered anymore.
My lord, I'm not here to...
No. You see what? You have, remember, and you are going to debate these issues with me. And you are putting it to this witness. And those are issues that have got... It's legal concepts that you are debating with a witness, and you are not conveying the... You see, if he had said he was a member, it's a different testimony, but the testimony is it's an undisclosed, it's a hidden part. So it can't contradict the sole membership issue.
So noted, my lord. Sir,
yeah.
So you also testify during evidence in chief, more particular, on V1,
which is page
295, draw your attention to dated 15 July.
15 July, yes, I'm there.
There's a transaction. And it only reflect on the bank statement as Flamingo. Is that so?
That's correct.
If it have not reflected Flamingo in flight catering, is that so?
The statement doesn't reflect so, yes.
But when you testify your evidence in chief, you go a little bit further than that. And you said 15 July, the money that had been paid over was indeed to Flamingo In-Flight Catering Pty Limited, sir.
That's correct.
Based on what? On the statement of 15 July, it is only reflected as Flamingo, the same company, similar name, of which applicant number 6 testified that he was dealing his supplier.
It was based on the flow of the money. How we, in our findings on the flow of the money after they were paying, after fish completes.
And your lordship is not completely correct to say that it's based on this statement. The bank statement of Flamingo in flat catering was also submitted, as Z40 testified on it as well.
You want to reply to the objection?
I'm just going to page 295. And I draw your attention to 15 July. You agree with me that is only reflected on the bank's statement as Flamingo, sir?
That's correct.
Okay. And applicant number 6 testify that he received that information from his supplier.
Which information?
The banking details from a certain Mr. Nicky. Can you dispute that, sir?
That was his testimony. He was not here when he was testifying.
Yet you ask him any questions about Nicky, sir? You yourself?
I did not ask him.
Yet you yourself asked Mr. Applicant number 6, in order to accompany you to the house or business address of Mr. Nicky?
I did not.
Do you know perhaps when this information has been followed up by the members of the ACC?
I know they were followed up and the statements were obtained from the wife of the alleged deceased Mr. Nicky.
I'm referring to the person that he provided to the ACC, his supplier, the name of the supplier, and you asked him questions during your first interview in order to obtain a statement from him.
I did not interview Mr. Mwapopi.
My lordship, can I just perhaps ask the court indulgence for another 5 minutes just to make sure that I have covered all issues and take any further instructions?
You want a 5 minutes break?
Indeed, my lord.
All right. It's 3:15. I'll give you 10 minutes.
Yes, the court, please.
We come back at 25 after 10. After 3. Court will rise.
As the court pleases.
Yes, Mr. Engelbrecht.
As the court pleases. Sir, in conclusion, I hold instruction as testified by the applicant 5 and 6 that they have no reason to abscond and that they will come back in order to come and face the trial because they have no reason to believe that indeed you have a prima facie case against 5 and 6. That is my instruction. Furthermore, as they already have testified, the old instruction, that there's no reason for them to interfere with police investigations, as you have testified up to date that have been finalized, and that they would not interfere with any of the state witnesses as provided there.
Your Lordship, it's not on objection. I just want to request for it to be broken down because I see there are now about four instructions that have been put at once to the witness. So for him to comment now, would he be commenting on all four at the same time? Perhaps if they cannot be put individually, then he comments individually as they are put, Your Lordship.
Your Lordship, it's a fair request. All the instruction from applicant 5 and 6. That they will stand the trial, sir.
It is their testimony. Got the instruction.
Furthermore, I also hold instruction from applicant number 5 and 6 that they have no reason to abscond because there's no prima facie case.
I'll say there's a prima facie case against them.
Furthermore, I also hold instruction from applicant number 5 and 6 that they would not interfere with state witnesses.
Okay, that is the testimony.
Furthermore, in conclusion, sir, I also hold instruction from applicant number 5 and 6 that they would not interfere with police investigations of which you informed us, told us that is completed, sir. That is my instructions.
That is the instruction, yes.
My Lord, sir. There is a cross-examination on behalf of applicant number 5 and 6. No further questions.
Your Lordship, it has been a lengthy cross-examination for almost 2 weeks. I know there are some documents that have been referred to in cross-examinations that have also not been produced before court. There are some things we'd want to rely on for purposes of re-examination, Your Lordship. Just want to request for re-examination to take place at the next sitting of the court, but I'm sure we will be able to finalize that, and the witness that we have in store will also testify at the next sitting, Your Lordship.
Okay, it's just the modalities now.
Mm-hmm.
The documents that you want to re-examine on, you have them, you sort them out with your colleagues.
Yes, I'll make extra copies. They are the ones who refer to the documents, but okay. I'll make extra copies for.
Oh, you everyone. Have the documents already?
Yes, Your Lordship.
Okay. I think it's fair. Oh, sorry, let me hear the other colleagues what they are saying.
Look, we have no difficulty. Though, while I'm on my feet, may I place something on record now?
Yes.
Lord, you'll recall when I was cross-examining Mr. Kanyangelo, I raised with him in relation to Mr. Jason Imyambo that Mr. Imyambo had in fact been discharged on count one, and there was an objection from my learned friend. Now, I place on record, my Lord, because it is something that comes up in this trial more and more. We were told as part of the objection that's not reflected in the record. The record was brought to me in one of the breaks. I showed it to my learned friends. And I said I would like to place it before your lordship because it was just after the end of my cross-examination. There was a break and then I was told that they were unhappy about that. I am of the view that I should place on record before your lordship and to the witness what the record actually reflects so that all the cross-examination on that issue is finalized.
Mr. Litovetsky?
as it was a court, Your Lordship, has when that issue was raised, I had actually requested for us to stand that issue down so that we can get the record and ascertain from the record what in actual fact the record says. Yes, the record is now available. We also received the certified copy of the record. There's no issue placing that before the witness because we are now certain, at least of what the record says. It was as it was put to the witness, Your Lordship. There's no problem with that.
Okay. Do we have a copy?
Lord, I have a copy.
Do you have a copy?
My learned friends have a copy. They've had it all the time.
No, it's not correct to say we had it all the time. We received it the day we requested it, when the issue was raised.
Yeah, I'm asking, do you have a copy now?
We do not have it here in court, Your Lordship, but it's now available. It's in the office.
Can we make copies of the relevant pages so that they...
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. Is the court totally here?
Lord, is it sufficient if I make copies of... We have what the first page of the court record in the Magistrates' Court of the 10th of November shows, the first two pages, and then the exchanges in court on this issue together with the ruling by the magistrate that the accused, Mr. Yambo, is in fact discharged in terms of Section 174. Is it okay if I just put those three pages in?
Mr.
Your Lordship, I don't think that would reflect everything that happened in court. I think it would be desirable to... It's not a lengthy record. The proceedings are not lengthy. Just to produce the proceedings as they are.
All right. Well, what I can then do is I will then maybe just say, make the record available, and then so that he has it before on Monday before he starts re-examination. I give you an opportunity. So that then we all have that opportunity. You have made copies of the entire record. Monday, just before he starts with re-examination, I'll hand him over to you.
Look, may I make this point? The reason I wanted to place this on record, my lord, is there was an objection that there wasn't a discharge in terms of Section 174. That was the essence of the objection. Now, I have no problem, my lord, if one doesn't have the information that an officer of the court, you object because you don't have the information, you say, I don't know. But then you are given the information and you say, well, I'm not happy about the way you're going about this. That's not how officers of the court ought to conduct themselves. And that's the reason I am making an issue of it, my lord. Because it was a simple matter. It's there, it's in the court record. It says 174. But I will do that, my lord. But it is necessary, my lord, that because this is going to be a long trial, that we understand what the boundaries are within which the different sides should operate. But I just place that on record again. But my lord, I take what your lordship has said into account, and I will make the record of the proceedings available. Lord, it's the greenness in my heart says that to print 50 odd pages is not good for the environment. May I make this the record of the magistrate's proceedings are divided into two. One is the guilt of accused number one, that's Mr. Yambo, and then the sentencing in regard to that issue. Is it okay if I printed up to page 20, which reflects the magistrate's pronouncement on the guilt, plus what's recorded by the magistrate in regard to the guilt?
Unfortunately, I don't know. I don't even have a clue.
Yes. So
for me to say this is okay, it's...
No, I understand.
Yeah.
We will print the whole.
Yeah. All right. So we will stand down to Monday morning at 10 o'clock.
Rest the court, please.
Court will rise.
Court will rise.
Are going to proceed on Monday morning again.
Yes, my lord.
So you remain under oath.
Yes, my lord.
So you may not speak to your legal, to counsel, the state counsel.
Yes, my lord.
You may not speak to anybody, your bosses.
Yes, my lord.
About this matter.
Understood, my lord.
Yes. All right. That's it. Go to the rice.